Beginning of the season tonight, Wine and Gold in Toronto to take on the Raptors. And we welcome in the Smart Choice Windows and More studio, Nick Barlett, CEO of Rock Entertainment, as well as your Cleveland Cavaliers, who, understandably, usually, if anybody's like, they're a few minutes late coming into studio, I'm like, all right. And then you ran into East Ninth, which Lyman and I know about East Ninth. They're doing, what are they doing over there?
They dug up the road.
So it was like the Dukes
of Hazzard.
Looks like
they're putting in a minefield over there.
At 4:45 this morning, I was like, what is this going on? I go, Jesus.
It's almost like they waited for the Guardian season to end, and they're like, let's get to work. And they're like, oh, yeah, but the Cavs start pretty soon, too. See, it's not much of a buffer.
You said down to like two lanes or one lane over there?
Two lanes, yeah. I'm usually a massive fan of construction because it's a sign of progress. But I'm hoping we have some progress by Friday night, you know?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you guys take it on Detroit on Friday night. Big season. You know, this is the 30th season of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse already. You blink and you're 30 seasons in, Nick. What are you excited about this year?
Yeah, I mean, to be downtown for 30 years now is pretty fantastic when you think about it. But to your point, it does blink. And when you look at and study the history of the building and all the great memories and moments that have been through the walls of Gund Arena and then Quicken Loans Arena and now Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, it's pretty incredible, you know, and it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and we look forward to celebrating 30 years of being downtown in a big way between now and next fall.
Have you ever heard our show before, Nick? We do something called power ranking, and we like to power rank different things, and you've been here long enough where between all the LeBron years, between all the events that maybe you've been able to sneak into and what, could you power rank your top three events at that facility? We have music.
Wow. put me on the spot. I would say put the five NBA finals runs as one event.
Okay, that's fair.
Put the Republican National Convention, no matter what your political affiliation is, as the second event.
Just I got to meet Mike Huckabee.
Yeah. Down for downtown. And for number three, you know, I got to go with...
I met Roger Stone, by the way.
I got to go with the two NBA finals, because when you think about it, it was the 50th anniversary of the NBA, and then it was the 75th anniversary of the NBA. And the last one probably was the greatest collection of basketball players on a percentage basis of the top 75 players in the history of the game that you'll ever see together again, just because of life, right? And so
Michael Jordan came from the racetrack, right? He found a way. We were like, is he even going to show up? This would be incomplete without him.
That's right.
And he even showed up to Cleveland.
We got to go with five, because then right after that, I put the women's final four from this last year, which was absolutely incredible. And then the Rock Hall inductions. I mean, to have that at the Fieldhouse in 2 years, you know, from the last two times, they're iconic performances. So I maybe added a couple there. But
that's fine. We normally limit it to three,
because it's hard to think up off the fly, but you got five. You're doing fantastic.
I got a couple more, but I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
Keep the list going.
We can do the overtime.
Because I had Stipe, UFC, was the loudest. I will contend that's the loudest I've ever heard that place. The amount of alcohol consumed by all of those wannabe UFC fighters that were in attendance.
We got to find the guy with the mustache. Remember the dude the mustache?
Yeah, one of his coaches.
Totally different story. We're way off topic
there. I get it.
But needless to say, there have been a lot of great events that you can champion.
Unbelievable when you look back over a period of time. Open with Billy Joel and Eric Clapton back-to-back nights, October 17th and 18th in 1994. And from there, the hits have just been rolling.
Yeah, does it hold up, because you get to travel around and see everything? And obviously, you guys, you renovated, you remodeled. I think it still looks fantastic. And anybody that knows, you know, we talk about still that venue, how it holds up. You get to travel all over the place. I mean, you'd say it does, right?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely one of the top 10 arenas in the country. I think it's one of the top 20 arenas in the world. And look, we invest significantly in that building every year on top of what our public partners have invested alongside with us. And so for us, it's a place that we want to call home, and we will call home for a long time. And we think it's really important to be in the core of the city.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's a 30-year-old building. And even before the upkeep on it, even before the renovations, it didn't feel like a 30-year-old building. But it's obviously a very nice place. Again, you guys start off on Friday against the Pistons at home. That's at home. I mean, you guys start off tonight. I don't. do I get basketball opinions out of you, Nick? Do I try to?
Hey, look, I would tell you this. We are, you know, the vibes around the team are so great right now. They really are. You know, I mean, to have a superstar like Donovan Mitchell that cares about the community, cares about fans, cares about giving back, you know, for him to be your leader and then to see the progression of Evan so far in preseason and to see Darius back on it, added a little bit of muscle to that frame this year. And then J.A., who's just a stalwart of consistency, we're really excited.
Wait a second, Donovan is still here? I thought everybody nationally said he was gone for sure. he's still here? He's still on the Cavs?
They made it out to be, because what month was it? Was it February? I'm like, he's staying.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people like, I was getting calls from people out of town like, you really want to put it out there like that? You're going to embarrass yourself this way? Nick, I'm not kidding you. I'm like, yeah, he's going to stay. He'll be fine.
It was unbelievable, the narratives that were curated out there about him not wanting to be here, him coming and going. And, you know, I give him so much credit, him and his mother and his sister. They're such great people. But, you know, they said when we left Paris, he said that's really when he had made his decision at the end of January, early February, that he was planning to stick around. And so for us to – and we didn't know that, by the way, officially. We didn't know it until, you know, pretty much everybody else did this past summer. But I give a lot of credit to Kobe Altman, our president of basketball operations, Mike Ganzi, our general manager, and then Coach Atkinson. You know, he's one of those guys that this community is going to be able to align with so well. This guy works his tail off and I think is going to deploy a whole new level of Cavaliers basketball that will really excite our fans for years to come.
You know, you said earlier, talking to Nick Barlish, you said earlier that construction, generally when you see construction, you're like, that's a good thing. It's a good thing for the economy.
100%.
It's a good thing. Well, there's about to be a lot of construction on the riverfront as part of a $3-plus billion development plan, and chief among it is going to be, what is it, the
Cleveland Clinic Global Peak Performance.
Yeah, so it's a lot of words. It's a mouthful. But what does it really mean for not only the Cavs, but for people in Northeast Ohio? Because when people see that price tag and they see that comprehensive type of a plan, they always want to know, well, am I going to be included in that? What is this all about?
Yeah, so one, it's going to be an iconic building that really fits and folds into that riverfront in such a special way. But the whole purpose of that, and this is our chairman, Dan Gilbert, his vision is, how can we activate that real estate? How can we bring people down? And so, you know, a portion of that facility is going to be dedicated to sports medicine and healthcare for the public at the end of the day. And that will be really the first unlock for us in bringing people back to that portion of the riverfront that, unless you've parked a car down there or unless you've, you know, traversed down there for certain reasons to cut through, there's been no reason to go down there for anything else other than that. And so it's really going to breathe a lot of vibrancy and life into that area of downtown. And the goal is to continue that along the rest of the riverfront. And, you know, we really have a vision and a plan to double down on these great American cities. And we think it starts with that Global Peak Performance Center on the riverfront.
Nick Barlage joining us on the show. Now, game two at home on Wednesday, the Lakers are coming to town. Anything you can tell us that you might have planned for? Because I remember when Bronny was a toddler, and I'm watching like in college, and he came running out onto the floor after a Cavs win. I don't know if you remember this, Tone, where Michael Regei was doing the play-by-play and everything. And I remember Reg is going, yeah, that's the little guy right there. And like LeBron picked him up, and now they're playing together. Is there anything at all that you can tell us about any plans next Wednesday?
You know, one, we're going to get through opening night. We've got a lot of surprises on opening night. We've got a little show that'll take over the skyline after everyone leaves around 9:50 on opening night. And by a little show, I mean it's better than a fireworks show. I'll leave it at that.
So it's like, and Sacramento Kings and their beam is going to be
the first thing I thought of. This is better than that. And it's special for opening night. And then, yes, you're right. On October 30th, the Lakers come to town. It's also one of our key 30th anniversary theme nights, so we'll have a lot of great memories and moments woven throughout the evening that night. And look, it's going to be a special night for Northeast Ohio. You know, LeBron was obviously born here. Bronny was born here as well. And so, but to be clear, it's going to be about Cavaliers basketball, and it's going to be about this new era that we're ushering in. And it's going to be about how we continue to build and grow as a franchise and as a team in a way that these fans can be proud of what they see.
Speaking of a new era, we are in a new era of consuming our sports. Every day I get asked the latest on the Cavaliers. People are seeing the news in other cities, maybe this year and beyond. Can you give us any kind of an update on how people are going to be able to consume the Cavaliers on TV?
Yeah, so it's going to be similar to the previous years. You know, we are on FanDuel Sports Network now, which used to be Bally's. We've got another year of that. We're in the midst of a 4-year agreement. This is the fourth year of that, and so we're excited about what's on the forefront. You know, this past summer we founded Rock Entertainment Sports Network, which is going to carry the Monsters and the Charge this year, as well as a plethora of high school sporting events. We actually already have 54 games on Rock Entertainment Sports Network up to today, and so that's something we're very excited about because we think the community deserves. And needs more hyper-local sports coverage, similar to what you guys do, but obviously on the television side. And so there's a lot for us to continue to build into and think about in that space, but it's going to be fairly status quo for this upcoming season.
So you will be simulcasting our radio show at some point for content, is what you're saying?
Hey, look, if there's something to be had out there, we're open for business.
Get cookie pie on it, Kenny.
You get me all excited about these things.
You mentioned Dan Gilbert earlier, and we did see a little more of him last year. Obviously, we're very sensitive to his recovery and everything that he has been through. Are we going to see even more of Dan Gilbert going forward?
Yeah, look, Dan, he was actually there on Saturday night at the Rock Hall inductions. He will be there for opening night as well. Dan's energy is incredible. His mind is off the charts in regards to just how he thinks about things. And as Kobe and I like to say, he's really our cheat code. You know, he provides us with resources and a vision that is unparalleled in professional sports. You know, for a guy that prompts us and pushes us to reinvest every dollar we generate either into the team you see on the court or the ice, the fan experience at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, or the community here in Northeast Ohio, we can't take that for granted enough. That is a very rare outlook on the business, and we have such an opportunity this year, and I do think you'll see Dan more and more as he continues to focus on all the great things we have going on.
So, I mean, it starts with the team, but I mean, you mentioned Monsters, you mentioned Charge. How much do they factor in to what you guys do? Because you try to fill the arena, it seems, every night.
That's right.
So how much do they factor in with some of the other things that you've been doing here with the Cavaliers? How do they mix in?
Yeah, I mean, look, they are complementary, you know, and I look at them in a few different facets. One, on the Monster side, obviously the Columbus Blue Jackets AAA affiliate, right? So it's great to have that connectivity in the state of Ohio. Two is, they put almost 11,000 fans in that building every single night last year, and I think we'll beat that attendance mark. We've led the AHL in attendance 3 of the last 4 years.
How is that?
We've got a great group of people that are so passionate about selling that, building fan affinity. And believe it or not, Northeast Ohio is one of the top 5 youth hockey markets in the country as far as participation
goes. No kidding.
People don't understand that, and so hockey is a very vibrant, strong sport here in Northeast Ohio. And then when you look at the Charge, obviously playing at Public Auditorium this year, which is an iconic building. We're beyond excited about that because it gives our basketball side a whole nother developmental aspect and added dimensionality that to have them right down the street, they practice together, they share the same culture, they share the same strategy, the same X's and O's. And so it makes transitions. Like, look at Sam Merrill, for instance. Sam transitioned very seamlessly from the Charge to the Cavs. You think about Amani Bates as he makes his recovery. There's so many of these players that getting to play is so valuable for the growth and the development of their career, and that's what we have with the Charge right in our backyard.
Feels like we have room for one more basketball team.
Go ahead, Nat. You want me to ask?
Well, we just had the WNBA just wrapped up their season. I don't hear Cleveland. We were one of the founding members of the league. Let's go. What do
we
have to do?
Can we beat that drum? What do we got to do?
Yeah, look, we are massive fans of the WNBA's success and their growth. I think you will see from us in the near future some interest in what that could be here in Northeast Ohio. We aren't ready to confirm that interest yet, but we are absolutely looking at it, and we think there's great opportunity in women's sports in general, and we've thought that for a long time, and we really think that there's a lot for us to continue to dig into there.
Nick, we thank you very much for the time. Outstanding stuff as always. Best of luck this season for all three of the teams and all the events that are going on over at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. We can't wait to get going.
Nick Barledge joining us. He is CEO of Rock Entertainment, as well as with your Cleveland Cavaliers and the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios.